The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday. It's the 29th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of the man who wrote what's considered to be the first modern novel, and that is Miguel Cervantes, born near Madrid, 1547. When he was 24, he joined the Spanish Armada, fought at the Battle of Lepanto. He was wounded, captured, enslaved by pirates, came back to Spain, was put into jail for fraud, and while he was in prison, he began writing Don Quixote, about a man who reads too many books about chivalry and tries to restore old-fashioned heroism to the world. It was on this day in 1982 the first deaths in a series of Tylenol killings were reported in the Chicago area. A 12-year-old girl who woke up in the morning with a sore throat, took one extra-strength Tylenol capsule a couple hours later, was found dead on the bathroom floor. Later that day, a postal worker in his mid-20s, also lying on the floor, extremely low blood pressure. He was taken to the hospital by paramedics. He died there shortly after. And then some of his relatives gathered at his house to comfort each other, talk about the funeral. His brother and his brother's wife, suffering from headaches, each of them took a capsule of extra-strength Tylenol, and then they collapsed, taken to the hospital, died. Within a week, seven sudden suspicious deaths in the Chicago area. It was a group of firefighters sitting around talking about those deaths who first suggested that maybe they were related to the taking of Tylenol. A toxicologist examined the contents of two Tylenol bottles, found that they each contained cyanide capsules. A few days later, the makers of Tylenol recalled 31 million bottles. Chicago authorities found that six stores in the area had on their shelves bottles containing cyanide-laced Tylenol capsules. They were never able to find the killer. They suspected a man who worked on the docks at a warehouse from which some of the poisoned Tylenol had been shipped, and who had at his apartment an instructional book on stuffing cyanide into capsules, as well as a one-way plane ticket to Thailand, but they could never prove that he was the killer. A series of copycat attacks followed, and several days later, out west, a woman poisoned her husband and pretended that it all came from a bottle of Excedrin she'd bought in a store. She was convicted and sentenced to 90 years in prison. And from the Tylenol poisonings come today's sealed, tamper-proof bottles. Here's a poem for today by Coleman Barks, entitled Purring. The Internet says science is not sure how cats purr. Probably a vibration of the whole larynx, unlike what we do when we talk. Less likely, a blood vessel moving across the chest wall. As a child, I tried to make every cat I met purr. That was one of the early miracles, the stroking to perfection. Here is something I have never heard. A feline purrs in two conditions, when deeply content and when mortally wounded, to calm themselves, readying for the death opening. The low frequency evidently helps to strengthen bones and heal damaged organs. Say, poetry is a human purr, vessel mooring in the chest, a closed mouth refuge, the feel of a glide through dying. One winter morning on a sunny chair, inside this only body, a far-off inboard motorboat sings the empty room. Poem by Coleman Barks, Purring, from Winter Sky, New and Selected Poems, 1968 to 2008. Published by the University of Georgia Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.